And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
And they're off. 6 a.m. on the 8th of November. Good morning, everybody.
Shaylee, the millennial, is in line. She just sent us a picture, and it is a long line this morning.
That's good.
And she's already Snapchatting.
It's already getting bad looks from the people in line already.
I told her when she gets up there to hand her ID to vote, she should go, "Don't you know who I am?" Just be obnoxious.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show, quote unquote, election special, which means, Shaylee, bring us free donuts after you voted.
Keep that I voted sticker and go to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Bring us some free donuts.
Right.
You can also go to 7-Eleven and get some free coffee if you use the 7-Eleven app. Macy's has a deal, Chuck E. Cheese, even Uber.
Wait, Chuck E. Cheese has a deal?
Chuck E. Cheese customers who tell their server that they voted will receive a free slice of pepperoni pizza with the purchase of a pizza today at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Wow.
Uber, the ride-sharing service, is offering new customers a $20 credit by using the code VOTETODAY.
Cool.
All kinds of deals.
That's awesome. And hey, look, this show is free all day long.
Every day,
that's
in fact.
That's a deal in and of itself.
In fact, we give you stuff, like yeah. Fourth row tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
It's true. That is true. Well, we just had to open it up at 6 a.m. because the polls are now officially open in Kansas and Missouri, everywhere but Wyandotte County. Jen, what the heck is up with the dot?
7 o'clock. Hey, we don't get up early in the dot.
Okay, well, fair enough.
7 a.m.
Good job.
There.
All right, don't care who you vote for, just do it today because democracy in action, my friends. There we go. And we'll check in with Shales here in a little bit.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ooh, one of those electronic voting dealies.
One vote for McCain. Thank you.
No, I want to vote for Obama.
Two votes for McCain.
Come on, it's time for a change.
Three votes for McCain.
No, no, no!
Six votes for President McCain.
Hey, I only meant one of those votes for McCain. This machine is rigged! Must tell President McCain! This doesn't happen in America. Maybe Ohio, but not in America.
Oh, Homer. Always had problems.
Shaylee did ask us yesterday if it was going to be a paper ballot.
Well,
I don't know where you're voting, but...
When was the last time she voted?
We had a touch screen in Johnson County.
Right.
I don't know if we're special and modern, but...
Actually, you know what? I remember voting in Blue Springs... In 2012, it was the paper one that you push out with the little
punch.
Pin.
Gosh, I feel like
it's probably the ballots of the hanging Chad. Remember how
right.
big that was in Florida back in the day? I'm like, oh, punch this thing all the way through now.
Oh, that'd be a great Gen X versus millennial question. What is a hanging Chad?
Oh,
she
right.
wouldn't remember that.
She's like, I'm some guy named Chad who's on a trapeze. Good morning, everybody. I guess we entitle this the show election special. 10 minutes after 6 on the 8th of November. Hello. The polls should be open on both sides of the state line, except for the dot.
Wyandotte County opens at 7.
That's okay. They're a little bit behind us. That's all right.
Now, Shaylee got in line nice and early because she sent us a picture about 10 till 6, and she was in line, which looked like it was out the door and wrapped halfway around a building.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was on the Missouri side. So we will get updates from her on how long she is in line or if that moves quickly.
And hey, if you want to call us too, 576-7102, tell us what it was like for you to vote today, maybe
yeah.
how long it took you to vote, what your experience was like. We'd love to hear from you.
She was upset that she didn't take a lawn chair and snacks.
Well, look, people are already looking at her sideways for having Snapchat. I mean, that's our little millennial there.
Hey, getting the millennial vote out there. That's all right.
Right? Exactly. Well, all right. As we get today's show started, it is a big, busy show outside of course, the election today.
Yes.
Other stuff going on?
Fun stuff. In the 7 o'clock hour. So the Green Valley High School Marching Band gets to perform at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which
awesome.
I think is huge. So a couple members of the band and their director are going to come in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll chat with them about that. And then Penny Pinchin Mom, who is a huge Kansas City blogger,
okay.
is going to come in and talk to us about some of the hot toys. This stupid Hatchimal is going to be the death
the
of
death
me.
Of you. Yeah.
My 8-year-old and 6-year-old both desperately want this thing. You can't find it. I literally spent an hour yesterday. You saw me.
I did, yeah.
I called Kohl's. I called Target. I called Walmart. Can you get me a Hatchimal? What does it take?
When we last left Jen, she was calling to get her Hatchimal.
I thought I had a Hatchimal guy, and I missed out.
Oh, no.
he was holding them for me, and I didn't get them quick enough, and
is that right?
Gone. That is
so
correct.
That's why they were out?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So I'm desperately trying to get the Hatchimal. I do have some really cool Barbie toys, and we will be giving one of those away when we talk to Penny Pinching Mom around 8:10 this morning. So if you have a Barbie lover, listen to win that. And we do also have fourth row tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We're giving those away this morning as well.
Fantastic. All right, busy day here. We'll get it started with 10 items or less, as always.
It is Election Day in America. The day brings an end to one of the longest, nastiest, and most expensive presidential campaigns in memory.
Our long national nightmare is over.
And Democrat Hillary Clinton aims to make history by being elected the nation's first female president. Republican Donald Trump hopes to upset Clinton's plans.
Be the first orange president.
Both sides scrambling to get out the vote in several battleground states that will decide the election. Some voters didn't have to wait until this morning to cast their ballots, though. New Hampshire law allows communities with under 100 voters to open their polls at midnight and then close them as soon as everybody has cast their ballots. The most widely known place where that happens is Dixville Notch. Hillary Clinton picked up the first win of the general election there, beating Trump 4-2. It was 4-2 there in Dixville Notch. Libertarian Gary Johnson got one vote. Mitt Romney received a write-in vote in that tiny town as well.
Well, see, we've just been waiting to close, but old Jim Bob's late to come down here and vote, so he's the 100th person.
Polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight here in Kansas and Missouri. Merchandise celebrating the Cleveland Indians World Series championship that never came to be is not going to be donated, Major League Baseball says. So in the past, merchandise that was pre-made for the losing teams was donated to charity. Last year, New York Mets World Series gear was donated to World Vision. This year, however, MLB says they are going to destroy the merchandise.
Is that right?
Yeah. They said,
aren't they sick of the memes of people?
They said, in past years, we've used World Vision, but we have moved our policy to destroying the merchandise. The reason is to protect the team from inaccurate merchandise being available or visible in the general marketplace.
Hmm.
Does that mean people are selling it on the down low? Look,
I'm
I can
sure
get you
are.
An Indians World Series hat.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
But can't you just donate?
You've got to be walking away from that.
You're going to destroy a bazillion dollars worth of t-shirts and hats.
Is there a way when you destroy clothes that you recycle them? Is that how it works?
I don't
or is
know.
That the same thing as...
You strip the lettering off the t-shirts? I don't know.
I mean,
seems
I know
like
they're,
a waste.
They're in such a rush to make all this stuff,
right.
But it seems like you could have some restraint.
My sister called me. She lives right outside of Chicago. And the day after, she said, I just went to the grocery store. It wasn't even a sports store. I just went to the grocery store. And everything had a Cubs logo on it.
But you remember
everything.
How that was.
Oh, yeah.
We did the same thing. How many people lined up at Dick's at midnight to go get a Royals championship t-shirt?
Heck, yeah. I need a Christmas ornament.
Heck, yes.
And a Kansas State University student who had a Kit Kat stolen from his car last week now has more Kit Kats than he can handle. Hunter Jobbins tweeted a picture last week of a handwritten confession left by a person who stole a Kit Kat from his car. Well, Nestle saw the tweet and stuffed his car with about 6,500 Kit Kats.
Wow. Yes.
Jobbins told the Collegian that he would love for the Kit Kat thief to come forward so he can give him a big hug and lots of Kit Kats.
So that was the only thing the guy, the person took out of his car.
Right. And he left a note. He said, I looked in your car and I saw the Kit Kat. I promise I didn't take anything else. I was hungry and I love Kit Kats. And so that's all he took. And then Jobbins, of course, you know, posts about it on social media and they come back and give him 6,500
Kit
amazing. Kats.
So I heard that he was actually going to give them out to people at school. Like, he just tweeted out, hey, if you want a free Kit Kat, come on down.
What else are you going to do with 6,500?
Well, I can. You want to see the after effects of Halloween? I mean, come on.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Women, we have spent decades fighting for our right to vote. So when you go to those booths and cast your ballot, remember, Warren G. Harding is way the cutest!
Ah! 6:29 on Election Day.
I just texted Shaylee to ask her if she was still in line, and I have not received a response, which leads me to believe she is, in fact, voting at this very moment.
Okay. All right. We're getting snacks.
We're getting snacks. There's a good chance.
Either way, we'll take it.
Either way, she should stop at Krispy Kreme afterward, because if you have an I Voted sticker, you get a free donut.
Yeah. Shales, you got to go back through that line like six times. Bring us some.
You have to vote a few.
Wait, where are the donuts that I brought in yesterday?
Oh, they're over here.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're over. Eat all of
they're
them.
Over in the kitchen.
That's
not what we call Jen's portion of the
That's
desk.
My space. I got
it's the pantry.
Can I just tell you what's seriously over in my area? This is in front of my microphone. I have six donuts.
Please tell us what's in your area.
Hostess caramel apple cupcakes, Nutri-Green fruit nut bars, some new Belgium Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ale, some Quest bars, a box of Twizzlers, and some sort of honey and oat granola bar. Feel free to...
Wow. And for the record, there's only a fraction of that of which I'm interested in. So, thank
you. Want the Nutri-Grain bars? Come on.
I think I'm good.
She
always offers me a Quest bar.
Those are very good for you. Very high fiber, high protein, low carb.
Look, if Danielle would tell you how much I'm in the office every day, I don't need the fiber.
Let's leave that alone. Let's just... Alrighty then.
Don't we have a commercial about that on?
Hey!
All right, let's play for some prizes.
Yes, do we have any... Well, we could give you a prize as well, but we could also get you qualified for those fourth row tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's what we'll do.
Because that's what everybody wants this morning. I found 500 newfound friends yesterday on Facebook. Hey, Jen, remember me? Do you have any extra TSO tickets?
No, I don't.
No.
Don't remember you.
I don't. But we will be giving away fourth row tickets if you would like them. And you have the answer to this. You'll be qualified. According to a new poll, 81% of us wish this. We're ready for something. What is it? 81% of us. What do we wish today?
Okay.
576-7102 if you think you know the answer.
Fourth row TSO tickets. They're going to be here with the Ghost of Christmas Eve at Sprint Center on December 3rd. There are two shows that day. Tickets are available right now. Hallmark Channel presenting TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So, without further ado, let's check in. Good morning. 80%?
81% of us, wish this.
It was The Weeknd.
Oh, no. Good guess. Not the right answer here.
What if you wish you were The Weeknd?
I wish I was dating The Weeknd.
I can't feel my face with the hair, though. Well, he has cut it,
He did cut the hair, and I did like the hair.
Hey, good morning, the show. 81% of us wish for this.
For the election to be over.
Yes. Yes. That is exactly it.
Mercifully right.
81% of us just want the election
either
to
that
be
or sweet death.
Over. 59% of both Democrats and Republicans say they've already heard too much discussion about the election. Only 7% of people say they wish they'd heard more. Who are those 7%?
Whoa,
who are you people?
Look, I was a poli-sci minor in college, a news junkie. Even I don't want to hear any more about it.
Stop with the commercials.
All right. We're going to get you hooked up for fourth row TSO tickets, okay?
You're qualified.
We're going to put you in the hat for it. So hang on 1 second. We'll get your name there. Draw for the tickets at 9:20 this morning.
How empty is TV going to be once these commercials are gone tomorrow? Don't you just feel like,
right?
What are they going to air? What's going to be on TV?
I don't know.
Christmas commercials. Yes.
Oh, why are you going to say that?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I was just listening to the Green Valley Marching Band, watching some videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
They are awesome.
I love it. I want to know how do they decide to play a certain song?
Right.
You know, because they've got the classics, they've got the new stuff. People will drop MJ tunes. And
I want to know who does the choreography. Does the director come up with all the moves? Because that seems like a whole big, long process.
Like the first couple times you practice, do the trombones run into the
absolutely.
Drum line? And
worst boink, marching boink, band boink. Injury. We'll take your calls now, 576-7102.
I got we got the delay because the one time at band camp, okay. All right. What do we have going on here on this... you know, all the other stuff got overshadowed by this little story of Election Day.
Yes. Beyonce, Justin Bieber.
Taco Tuesday, maybe?
Adele and Coldplay are among the top finalists for the 2016 Billboard Touring Awards. Beyonce's Formation World Tour is nominated for Top Tour and Top Draw, along with Coldplay and Bruce Springsteen. Bieber's Purpose World Tour is going to vie for Top Package, while Adele, The Weeknd, and 21 Pilots are among the nominees for Breakthrough Award. Those awards
you better call Becky with the good hair
are going to be presented tomorrow night in Beverly Hills. Mm. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are said to be reaching a new custody agreement. According to Entertainment Tonight, the actress's rep announced in a statement Monday that child care professionals have encouraged a legal agreement accepted and signed by both sides over a week ago. All six children will stay with Jolie and continue therapeutic visits with Pitt. According to Jolie's rep, the agreement is indefinite, which means the couple can make changes to it.
I heard that last night. What does that mean?
A therapeutic visit.
They're not like a dog.
Can't you just say you're going to see your dad?
Right?
Seems weird. How about this, though, if you're into Stranger Things, my favorite show on Netflix. Sean Astin and Paul Reiser are joining the new season of the 1980s drama Stranger Things. According to Entertainment Tonight, Astin will play Bob Newby, a high school classmate of Joyce, which is Winona Ryder's character.
Okay.
Paul Reiser is going to play Dr. Owens, a Department of Energy staff member who has been tasked with cleaning up the mess left behind at the end of season one. Stranger Things will return to Netflix in 2017.
Nice.
If you have not watched it, people, it is easy to binge watch because there's only 8 episodes.
Yeah.
And they're somewhere around 45 minutes each. Take a weekend, binge watch season one of Stranger Things. You will not regret it. And then you'll be ready for season two.
So, unfortunately, Sean Astin, we couldn't get him to call in for the Celebrity Call deal.
Right.
We got somebody whom he played in a movie.
Right.
But now we know that he would have been...
He was too busy.
Oh, Stranger Things.
He's making that.
Nice.
And then on Dancing with the Stars last night, if anybody is still watching, Marilu Henner and Derek Huff hit the dance floor one last time. The judges did give the couple a high score, but it wasn't enough to save them from the people's vote.
Here's what she said.
Gosh, I've had such a blast. And it's such an incredible family here. The judges, you guys, my darling Derek, the hair, makeup, wardrobe people, everybody, Dina and Ra, all of them, unbelievable. Such a
Shaylee the Millennial has walked in. You were
Shales
able to vote.
Here.
She's got her sticker.
I got my sticker.
Did you get treats?
No.
You didn't get your free Krispy Kreme?
Wait, what?
You
can get a free donut with your I voted sticker.
I gotta go. You can also get a free slice of pizza with the purchase of a pizza at Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm not going to Chuck E. Cheese.
There's all kinds of
deals. That
sounds
really weird. I'm not going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, I am. Can I borrow that sticker?
Are you going to wear your Ken Bone costume, too?
Oh, maybe I should, yeah.
How long did you have to wait in line, Shaylee?
I got there at 10 to 6, and then I got out of there about 6:35.
Okay, but
so
the
it wasn't
whole process.
Terrible. Yeah.
Yep. All right, and that's a long ballot. It does take you a minute to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. You're on the Missouri side, too.
Yep.
Okay.
And it took forever.
Just to get through the ballot or through the line?
Through the line.
Okay.
I felt like it did, but I don't like waiting.
It's about 40 minutes or so, right?
Yeah. Too long.
Too long.
How many Snapchat videos
did you take?
It's
not long enough for democracy, okay?
Process.
Couple.
How many selfies?
None, actually. Not
did they
my
have
sticker.
A selfie station there?
No, I was really disappointed.
Did we find it? We knew Kansas. Is Missouri one of the ones you can't take a ballot picture?
Yeah, you're not supposed to take it.
Right.
You can't show who you're voting for.
Gotcha.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Oh.
Did you take a
picture?
No. Oh,
Justin
busted.
Timberlake.
Busted.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A couple of weeks ago, I was looking on, Facebook or something, just looking up news stories, and I saw that the Green Valley High School Marching Band was performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How many schools get to do that?
Right.
And I reached out to him. I was like, hey, we'd love to have you on the show if you could come by. Now, I realize not all of you can come because there's 200 of you.
We don't have that big of a room. All three of us barely fit in here. So.
But maybe if the director can. And so we set it up. And Reed, who's the marching band director, is in here, brought a couple of people. Tell us who you brought with you today.
So we brought Scott Overfield, who is a sophomore, and he's a percussionist. And we brought Bailey Steinmuller, who is a senior, and she marches on our color guard, so she spins the flags.
Oh, cool. All right. Oh, yeah, the mic is slowly sinking there. We can change that around
real
quick.
Don't mind our faulty equipment.
Yeah,
that won't happen to you at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I think you guys
they're professionals.
Are, yeah. In their fingers.
A little more well-prepared there. So anyway, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
This
Thank
is a big
you.
Deal for you guys. So. And then, as a sophomore and everything, too, I mean, you've got to be pretty excited.
Yeah. Whenever I found out, I was actually still in eighth grade. So they,
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was a little tiny person.
About 6 foot four, so that's kind of a joke. If you can see
him. I'm kind of really tall for my age, but whenever they had told everyone, they told all the high schoolers together, but they didn't get the middle schoolers there. So it was like until at the end of the school day that we knew. So we kind of heard rumors of it, but we were like, we don't know if we're going to Macy's or not. So it was pretty cool once we actually found out.
Nice. How does a school even get to participate in that? That's got to be a long process.
It is. So about 2 years ago, we submitted a pretty lengthy application that included a video of our performances and band resume and staff resumes and a huge long questionnaire. And then you send it off to NBC, and with their NBC executives and the Macy's committee, they kind of whittle it down. And about 3 or 4 months later, you either get a letter that says, sorry about you, or you get a phone call that says, this is happening. And so that was probably the coolest phone call of my career. It was really, really neat.
And then how did you break it to the students?
So we actually found out, I don't know, about a month and a half before this, we told the students. And so Macy's, they do it really, really well. They fly out there, the executive of the Macy's parade, the guy who puts it all together, and they get a bunch of news organizations in, and then they make a huge deal of it. So the kids, they came in, and they thought all these TV crews were doing a story about bands getting prepared for graduation ceremonies. And so then there's his name is Wesley. He walks in and springs the news on him, and the room just erupted. It was such a cool experience. It really, really was neat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is cool.
And
I like that.
And they didn't pick that many, because I was looking at different bands that got to perform, and I thought, wow, that takes a lot to make this list.
Yeah, there's maybe 8 or 9 bands that are going, and this is the 90th anniversary, so it's a big year. So we're really lucky to be part of it.
And you're how many kids?
Taking right at 200 kids and about 250 fans, so 450 people. Yeah. We're flying out to New York on 9 different flights across 3 different airlines.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a logistical puzzle.
I get nervous enough when I fly by myself.
With your
6-year-old. Am I going to make it to the gate on time? And you're taking 400 and some people.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So while you're there, and you said you're going to be there for 7 days now. So is it, I mean, do you get a little time to sightsee, or is it all kind of building up to the parade? What are you guys going to be doing?
Well, one thing that we're going to be doing on the first day, we're going to the 9/11 Museum.
Oh, sure.
And that's something that I'm really, really excited for. I've heard so many people say that it's just an absolutely breathtaking experience just to go there.
Right.
We're going to be going to a Broadway musical. We're actually going to see Wicked, which is really, really fun.
That's fun.
So how do we get to go on the trip? These are all the things I want to do.
Yeah. And then we're going to go see the Rockettes. As well at Radio City Music
Hall. So does Truda.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You want to see me dance like him?
No.
Would you like to see me hit the Kwan?
No. That was yesterday's show.
Never mind that.
That's a huge trip.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff packed in, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. Yeah.
And now, have you guys just been fundraising nonstop for this? Who's paying for all of this?
Well, yeah, we have a course of fundraisers that some are optional, some are required. Most likely will do the fundraiser so we can fundraise for the trip. But we have an amazing band parent association who always, they never fail to set up a fundraiser for us. And you can fundraise your whole entire trip or part of it, but they do a really good job with that.
Cool. So what kind of stuff did you guys do? Did you sell things, car washes? What kind of stuff did you?
It was all over the map. So our biggest one is fireworks every year. We run a fireworks stand. But our BPA got really creative. We sold mattresses, which was crazy. We've sold chocolate. We've done car wash-a-thons, march-a-thons. I mean, all over the map. So, you know, getting creative. We also have, they came up with, it's called an Adopt-a-Member program, where students can, or fans can essentially sponsor individual students to go to New York, which has been awesome.
Truda would have paid you big money to hire you to go wake someone up, because
yes,
it's on his bucket list.
That's what I want to do, right.
His lifelong dream is to have a marching band go to someone's house at like 4 in the morning and wake them up.
Yes.
Well, there's always time, right? We've got 7 days left, so.
You've got it.
You could be funding the trip.
Hey, look, I'm thinking as soon as you guys get back from the parade, you know, we'll work this out. We can do this, I think. This will be great.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you heard of the Mannequin Challenge? Do you know the Mannequin Challenge?
Yes.
I've seen it on Twitter, yeah.
You have the most epic opportunity in front of you.
That would be amazing.
Because you could do the Mannequin Challenge at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Can you imagine the publicity you get from that?
You can even just do it during rehearsal.
200 kids in a marching band doing the Mannequin Challenge.
You guys need to make that happen.
We'll work on that.
NKC1021 shirts.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You can make that up. I'm sure. We'll send you some banners.
I'm sure NBC would appreciate that.
I'm sure they would, yeah. Look, you know how bad it is when the St. Patrick's Day parade here, and they're like, come on, keep moving. Go faster, 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 double time.
Everything's time.
Can you imagine how the Macy's parade is? So you guys actually, you have to rehearse in the middle of the night, and then you come out and perform the parade that day?
Yeah.
And it's a 2.5-mile track, is that right?
It is. So somewhere between 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning, we'll have a 10-minute rehearsal where they have to set all of their TV camera production stuff, and after that we load up on 5 charter buses and we just kind of go sit in an area for 3 or 4 hours until we have to then take those charter buses to West Central Park, and then that's where we get off the bus and we wait in line for 1.5 hours and then we march 2.5 miles, and at the very, very end, the stuff that you see on TV, that's actually at the end of the parade.
Yeah.
So that's why everybody's so happy there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
It's over.
The parade experience is awesome. So the NBC predicts somewhere between 40 to 50 million viewers nationwide, but the actual parade experience, they predict somewhere between 10 and 15 million people along the parade route.
Wow.
And so because it's all along skyscrapers, so it's not just people on the street, but you have people, you know, 15 to 20 floors up on balconies watching as well, which is really cool. We're really looking forward to that.
So as I'm watching the parade, because we always do every year, it's on while people are cooking. You're just sitting around watching it. Do you know where you are in the lineup? Like, do you know if you're at the beginning, middle?
Not yet. They it's a really fascinating experience going through this. They actually are working on the lineup all the way up to about the week before.
Okay.
So we'll know here in about a week. So, you know, check our Facebook page and we'll get it up as soon as we know.
Great.
This is cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah,
it'll
be fun.
What would it take? Now, what do you wear? What are your uniforms look like?
Our uniforms are blue and royal blue and navy.
This is blue. Do you see
that?
That
is blue.
There you go.
That is blue.
What would it take to get you to wear the KC1021 shirt during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Well, quite a bit, because
it's a Charlie Hustle shirt.
I mean, well, I will gladly wear that shirt, but unfortunately, NBC says we can't do that stuff in the middle of the parade. They're pretty protective of their.
What about during
brand.
Rehearsal?
But you could wear it under his uniform.
We could, yes. We could be there in spirit for sure.
And then mid-parade, just rip off whatever you have on top and then strip down to this
Superman
t-shirt.
Style.
Yes.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be good.
Okay,
that,
that's
right.
Production value there, that's for sure.
Yeah,
we would be
exactly.
talked about. I mean, that's...
right?
Right in the middle of your mannequin challenge.
I mean, I don't know why. We should have just brought you guys in for the design of that stuff.
I mean,
these are all great ideas.
Shaylee and I are available to go as chaperones.
Caffeine crew.
See someone... You got to have Starbucks.
So caffeine crew. Now I think that's what we're talking about right there.
Wait,
I think
we'll get
you find
Jen
that.
Did have the question. Who choreographs your routines in the first place? Is that your job?
It's part of we assemble a design team along with me and my staff, and through kind of it's another 18-month collaboration to kind of figure out what we do there.
Okay.
So,
wow.
And it's really, really specific. So there is a red line that you have to stage at, and then they drop their hand and you say go, and within 2 seconds you have to be on the star. And then the star is a certain distance, and you only have so much time, and then you have to be off by a minute and 15 seconds.
No pressure.
It's really regulated, yeah. Yeah. So
you're practicing this over and over and over.
Over and over. So you'll be, it's crazy. For the minute and 15 seconds we'll be on TV, we'll log somewhere around 300 hours of rehearsal.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I just like, that says a lot about our kids, I think, you know, willing to do that. It's pretty awesome. We have the best kids in the world.
I'm just saying, Shaylee and I know how to order Starbucks really well.
Mm-hmm. What if we ever rehearsed 1 minute of this show?
And if you,
be amazing.
If we had a caffeine crew, we might.
They have to be there at 3 a.m. They're there all day.
Yeah. We could do this. I feel confident in our abilities.
Fundraiser right now to send Shaylee and I with the Grain Valley Marching Band to New York for 7 days. We don't even have to go the whole 7 days.
No.
2-3.
Just for the parade, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boy. You imagine how much damage you guys could do in just a couple of days in New York City? Unreal.
Man.
Well, guys, thank you for coming in today. I know it's your late start day, so you didn't have to wake up early, but you came in even earlier to do it.
You're forgetting your megaphone.
Yes. Oh, he likes to give shout-outs on the megaphone.
We give megaphone mentions on this show to people to wish them good luck. So, and it is the Marching Eagles, right? Is that?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Grain Valley Marching Eagles. Soar, Eagles, soar.
We just added that last part. But that's the good luck
that's
charm.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wait, what songs are you playing?
Feel free to rip that off.
So the parade tune, we are playing Kansas City, Here We Come.
Of course.
And the Missouri Waltz.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then the production is an original piece that we'll be performing.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, when we're there with the caffeine crew.
Yes,
we
of course.
Are
I'll be watching,
yeah,
watching live. Right. Yes,
walking
right?
along yes. with them, with... holding their chai lattes. I'm in.
All right. Well, definitely fill us in on what number you guys are when you find out where you are in the parade. And we'll put that out there for everybody.
Thank you again, guys.
Best of luck to you. And make it like do a little ear tug or something when you're on TV. Like, we're recognizing the people back home.
Absolutely.
And do you need more? Like, is there a website for a fundraiser if you're still taking? I don't know. Do you guys still need money? Are you good?
No, we're at this point, we're all good. So we just ask that people tune in and support, support the Marching Eagles.
No, man, you need shopping money.
We need shopping money, yeah.
Souvenir money for the kids.
Yeah,
for Black Friday, yeah.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
In Times Square.
Oh, you get to spend Black Friday
we're going.
In New York.
We're going. We're going.
They're going to be at Macy's. Yep. So, I mean, hello. Department store.
Is there a triangle we can play? We can do that pretty well.
Maybe.
No.
Sure.
Do not
give me my flag. I can give you my flag.
No, I don't think you want to do that. Probably not. I don't. All right, we'll just stick to the caffeine
I'd love to see us try. I played the clarinet. Does that count? Do you have a clarinet in the band?
Yes. Yeah, we've got about 30 of them. So.
Boom!
There you go.
Who probably are really good.
Right.
Has been rehearsing for 300 hours.
That's a good point. All right. All right. Well.
You're not going.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. All right, best of luck to you all. Happy Thanksgiving early.
Thank you.
And we'll be watching for you on TV.
Thank you guys so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Grain Valley, Marching Eagles.
Soar, Eagles, soar. Nice taglines.
Yeah, well, we just made that up on the spot. See, you should definitely bring us in. We can do this for you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Thanks again to the Grain Valley Marching Eagles for coming in.
I love those guys. We just posted a picture. If you missed it, you can go to the KC1021 Facebook page. Give us a like and share the post. I'm just excited for them. Like,
I think we.
I'm excited to go be part of the caffeine group.
I think
group,
we had
right?
them sold on all of our ideas.
I think so.
For the most part.
Do the mannequin challenge. I'm telling you.
Okay, we need to do the mannequin challenge. I was thinking about this last night. What are we going
to
do?
We need to do with a 200-piece marching band is what we need to
do. That would be epic.
Okay.
Because
right?
the three of us are just going to look like idiots standing still. We do that without the mannequin challenge. But if you do it with 200 cool kids,
right,
in the middle of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade route, then you look cool.
Well, would I look cooler with the donut in my mouth?
No.
Okay, now this got weird.
No?
This is... and I feel like we shouldn't do this at all.
Like one of those red balls, you know? It's
what?
Just a donut. Never mind. All right, anyway. Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Hi, have we met?
She was not even born when Pulp Fiction came out.
Oh, God. Yikes. All right.
We will play Gen X versus Millennial tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Is that part of the question?
Before
you. Oh, she's already thought of some good questions for you, actually.
Yes. Good. Did you listen to the show earlier? Because that came
I was
up.
Busy voting.
Oh, good. Who'd you vote for? No, don't tell me. I'm kidding.
I'm part
how
of the
long,
cocktail party.
How long did it take you to vote?
How long did it actually take me to fill it out?
No, like how from beginning when you got there to the poll to the end.
Probably like 45 minutes.
Okay.
Right. I just saw somebody posted a picture on the Missouri side. What church did I say that was? Pleasant
That's
Valley?
Pleasant Valley. Yeah, it's across from my mom's place, and it's crazy big, and the line is crazy huge.
That line was like a mile long.
Yeah.
Like, legit a mile long.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm so glad I voted early.
Yeah, same here.
Done.
I'm talking to a college class later on today, encouraging the future leaders of America.
Well, to do
what? Right.
To not go into radio? To get a job that actually pays?
Why
no,
are you talking
I'm
to them?
I'm talking to a like radio production class about our wonderful business and the great opportunities you will have in it, too.
I really would struggle with that.
That's...
As the person has to give the talk.
We're trying to lead the show to go
Do you guys
with
want to come
Grain
with me
Valley.
We could show them all what a great morning show is about.
Well, no, we have the lucky part. Because honestly, from 6 to 10, we come in here and screw around for 4 hours and laugh at each other. That's the best part.
That's true.
Right.
But regular radio, that part of the business. Oh, no.
Why the would stuff you... that I have to do on a regular basis?
Yes.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
stuff
all the
that
stuff
you
that happens after 10 o'clock.
Before and after.
Right.
Ugh.
Shaylee and I have both... kind of managerial duties after the show with dealing with people and conference calls.
Right. I have napping duties after the show.
Right. Jen tries to find Hatchimals.
I called Jen the other day.
I tried for an hour to get a stupid Hatchimal yesterday.
And you know what? That's probably the most important job of us all.
I called everywhere.
No, I called Jen the other day and I said, hey, what are you doing? I'm sitting on the couch watching the Kardashians. What are you doing? And I'm like,
I'm just in my third meeting of the day.
Right.
I've got to kick out my eighth proposal that's needed by close of business.
Yeah. Okay, but who's in here at 4 a.m.? Who asked
no,
you
God
to do
bless
that?
You. I mean, that is,
Me.
Yes.
I'm the only one that
then
gets up
then you should
early.
Have breakfast ready for us when we get here.
Are there not donuts in front of you?
Well, yeah. All right,
oh,
then.
I keep forgetting about those. All right, time for a break.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We're campaigning, Jerry. To rule the people, one must walk among them. This is the home stretch. Tomorrow's the election. Right, yeah. The polls close after dinner, 3 o'clock. But then when we win, the celebration goes all night until the break of 8 p.m.
It is 7:51 on Election Day. Good morning. Jen Truda Shaley is here.
I just saw the worst thing ever.
What?
Oh, this video. Passengers were on a commercial.
You saw me hitting the quad.
Well, no, that was horrendous. Okay. But if
wow.
people
oh,
should watch
ouch.
That, the side by side was great. We got Travis Kelce hitting the quad, and then Truda hitting the quad.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You can watch the side by side video.
And you got a couple love connections off of that too.
After,
I saw
some
yeah.
women were like, "I'll take Truda
hey.
Hitting the quad."
Hey, what was I telling you? Who doesn't want this hip action?
Go to the KC1021 Facebook page.
I
see
don't.
The video.
I did think the Forrest Gump analogy was pretty apt.
That was.
I could shake my thing like Elvis. Come on now.
So anyway, these people were on a commercial flight in Mexico, and a snake slithered into the cabin. But worse than that, so there's video of this. Someone posted it to Twitter. They say that it's believed to be a venomous green viper descended from an overhead baggage compartment and fell onto some seats while the plane was in flight. Shaley, look at this.
Yeah, it's awful.
Hold on. Watch this.
I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
That's not what he said.
Pull up the video and you can see it falling. Look.
It's awful.
No.
And it's
What's
venomous?
Wrong with
what do you do? You're on the plane.
It is a venomous viper.
What would be funnier is if Jen happened to be on the window seat and trying to sleep and laying her head against the...
I just don't...
And it fell on her head.
Did I not freak out when I saw the picture the first time when I pulled that up? You guys thought I was having a seizure. That is not okay.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't like it either, but I wouldn't
and
scream
there's nowhere
like
to
a
go.
Girl.
There's nothing you can do. You're on the
You
plane.
Are trapped. Why do you think the movie was so terrifying?
I mean, because it was horrendously written.
What would you do?
Well, well, besides the writing, the acting, the directing, and the special effects.
Besides
well, I mean, well, all that.
Do not slither on my arm. Snakes are not okay, man.
What would you do if one just like came out and...
No, that used to happen. We used to have a house that was right next to like a creek. And there were snakes all over that yard. And I used to mow. Uh-huh. And so I'd go out to mow, and you'd see a snake just real fast try to run from the lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
I would scream, run into the house, and then it would take me like 15 minutes to regroup and go back out
so
to the yard.
So now what if you were on that plane?
I would probably have passed out. I maybe have been unconscious the rest
Truda?
Of the flight.
I'm with you. I would be sitting in somebody's lap across the aisle because I'm like,
Truda
I'm not going
and I
back
are
there.
Just holding each other.
In fact, I would just.
Is it over?
I'm gonna sit in the cockpit. Sorry, I'm up here.
We've got in the fetal position, rocking in the back of the plane.
I'd be that guy that grabs the parachute. Pulls the emergency door and like, I'm out.
I go home. I'm doing the crying game shower scene. I'm so dirty. It was right by me.
But seriously, what
crying
do? You're on a plane.
Scene. She's Elizabeth Shue in Leaving Las Vegas.
Shaley doesn't understand
no
any of these references.
I know she doesn't.
Let's say something she understands. Mean Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Thank you.
The Crying Game is a movie starring Boy George.
Thank you.
Gen X. A very famously twisted ending.
Gen X to Millennial Translator, why are you pretending that you are a snake crawling on my neck? You sick woman. You are a nasty woman.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So I know the debate is on. People are saying, it's too early for Christmas. No, flip to Christmas music. We want Christmas. We're ready. And I myself am ready. Shaley is ready. We have Christmas shirts. But a lot of people, you have no choice but to be ready because toys are selling out already. In early November, and we have someone to help us from Penny Pinch and Mom. Tracy, one of the great area bloggers here, is with us to tell us about some of these hot toys that you have to jump on now or you're not going to get them.
Yep, there are so many of them. You know, and we were just discussing one of them with those Hatchimals, that
yes.
crazy egg that a toy pops out of. And
right.
makes no sense to me, but hey, the kids want it, but you can't find them anywhere.
So you have to nurture it for at least like 30 minutes or something. The kids have to nurture this egg and then it hatches on its own and then you get this animal that pops out. And every kid wants this.
And I don't understand. So then you play with the egg?
Yes. And then the egg is useless. But the kids have to have it.
So the question is, who does Jen have to nurture to actually get one of these Hatchimals?
Yes, that is correct.
She has really tried.
Well, that's why I found them online, but they're $150 and $200 Whoa. For a $45 toy.
Yes.
And people are paying it. That's what's so crazy is that, you know, as parents, they're still getting those toys. You
right.
know, it's like, you know, one of the things I always recommend is that backup plan. That's one of my best tips for the hot holiday toys.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get everything you want. So, you know, when you talk to your child, yeah, you might want that, but let's have something else in mind. What else would you like?
Right.
And have them get excited about that as well so you don't have that disappointment come Christmas morning.
So what else besides the Hatchimal do we have to get on?
There is the, it's a dragon. It's this little for real dragon and it blows steam out of its
yes.
mouth and it's supposed to roast this pretend marshmallow. I don't get it either, but hey, that's another one that kids are really wanting.
Those Game of Thrones loving kids?
Yes.
Winter's coming, kid.
Yep. Pretty much anything that you guys see on any of those hot holiday toy lists,
right.
like Toys R Us always has their top 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those things sell out every single year.
Right.
And what happens is that we have people who are thinking, okay, well, I want that, but I don't want to pay full price. I'm going to wait till December. Sorry, folks. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Hot holiday toys. You see one, you better grab that puppy while you can.
Yeah.
It'll be gone before you realize it.
And they haven't started announcing all the Black Friday deals yet. Do you
No.
think that people should wait and try to get them on Black Friday?
A lot of times, those are not the deals on Black Friday, though.
Okay.
Because these manufacturers and retailers know if that's a hot holiday toy, you're going to pay full price for it.
True. Yeah.
So why do I need to put that little thing on sale?
Yeah.
We might see some slight drops, like the dragon we were talking about. Yesterday, I just happened to be looking around. I'm always out scoping for deals this time of the year and noticed that I found it for $48 as opposed to the $65 or $70
oh, that
was
good.
Elsewhere. So you might find a one-day temporary drop. But you have to be watching for that and mm-hmm. then grab it the minute you see it because the price will jump back up again.
Well, people can get help from pennypinchandmom.com.
Yes, we are out and we are looking. And what we have done in the past is I have some secret resources that I cannot divulge. And if I find one, I go into our private Facebook group, not our main page, but we have a special group. And that is where I am posting everything I find. And the minute I see it, I will pop in there and say, guys, I found this in stock. A couple of years ago, it was the Doc McStuffins
yes.
like healthy checkup
yep,
center.
I remember
that. Thing was like, it was going crazy. And I happened to stumble onto one of these sites that nobody ever goes to, and I found it. It was $10 more there than mm-hmm. everywhere else. But I posted that, and we ended up making that site sell out.
I bet you
did. Because people were willing to pay $10 more because they wanted it.
Yeah.
So it comes back to that, too. If it's something you really want, keep in mind you might have to pay a premium for it, maybe a little more than that retail price. But be ready for that. Have it in your budget
mm-hmm.
and know that, hey, that's what's going to happen. And then jump on that as soon as you find it.
All right, pennypinchandmom.com. You can go there and then make sure you join your Facebook group because I just did that. And there really are great deals listed. I mean, even if it saves you $10 or helps you find something that you can't find anywhere else.
Absolutely. And when you get to the site, the first image you're going to see next to our logo, it says holidays.
Okay.
Click on that. And under there, we have all of the different resources and details to help you truly get the best bang for your buck this holiday and maybe find those items that you really want.
Perfect. All right. And go and like the KC1021 Facebook page as well, because we will be giving away a lot of the hot toys this year. And if you want to know about them, see them, make sure that you're listening and have a chance to win them. So like our Facebook page as well.
Yep. And all of my shopping will be done at Jen's desk.
Yes.
Perfect.
I can have it done in an hour. One click. It's delivered.
Hey, thank you very much for the insight. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tracy.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Full of Facebook posts with I voted stickers and pictures of long lines.
I'm playing with the old Snapchat over here.
Okay.
I'm trying to Snapchat myself as
I'm sorry I ever showed this to you.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
What are the filters today for the election?
There's a couple. You can be a donkey
okay.
or an elephant.
What was the Missouri thing that you had on there?
It was for a candidate.
Oh, okay. but it said something about millennials.
Mm-hmm.
More millennials mm-hmm. should be nice.
How did I get into something about the Victoria's Secret fashion show? What
did it make you look like a model? Because I would like that Snapchat filter. Can you make me look like a Victoria's Secret model? Let's do that.
No.
Yeah, where is
There's
that?
There's no filter that can make this look like that. There's no amount of beauty filter that can do that.
Oh, stop it. Good golly.
Let's crop and adjust and smack it up, flip it, rub it down, and then it will look like that. It's a song reference, Shaylee. If you were born after... I know. How you don't get it.
Working for me. I'm pushing the thing, but it doesn't come up here. It just doesn't work
Teach
for me.
Teach the old man how the Snapchat works, Shaylee.
Man. Oh, there we go. Yep. Here, this was my favorite.
What is that?
I know. I was annoying Jen with it for about 10 minutes.
Why is there a bullhorn?
It's an air horn.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, now it's annoying.
Okay.
Look, you can hold it down. It keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Quit it.
Got that.
It's pretty amazing. That's
Somebody
awesome.
In their car right now is going to come punch you in the throat.
I think a train's coming through. All right, so we've handed out some TSO qualifiers. We'll do some more coming up here before the show's over.
Yep, got a couple more people qualified before 9 o'clock, and then we'll draw for the winner at 9:20 this morning.
We had snakes on a plane. Did you see this story? That do you remember the guy who was the voice of AOL?
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Yep. Because back in the day, that's when I was young and dating. And so if I heard that, I'd be like, oh, did I get an email from a boy?
That was like 2 weeks ago.
That was, no, this is way like 20 years ago.
You had to like actually dial up with the modem to see if boys had emailed.
I would.
What was your screen name?
Radio Gen J.
Oh, that's boring.
I was Mr. Jayhawk.
Look at you.
You remember me from some of those chat rooms?
No. Oh, God, we probably dated.
Oh,
we probably were in a chat room together at some
point. Gross. I feel really uncomfortable right now.
So the here's how well, this is how lucrative the voice of AOL is now. He is now an Uber driver.
Oh, good for him.
Right. This guy's name is Edwards, Ellen Edwards, and he is now an Uber driver. And people that ride in his car... have him record their voicemails. So here's some audio.
This is my Uber driver, and he just told me something very special that he's the voice behind.
Welcome. You've got mail.
No, what? Do it again.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Yay. Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards. Thank you.
Oh, you know, he just has to do that all day long. Everybody he picks up. Welcome to the car.
Well, it just makes me think, do you remember Ted, the guy, the golden voice guy who was homeless? I wonder, he could be an Uber driver now and just cruise around and give people a tour while they...
I think you should try being a Z-Trip driver for a day.
The reason this guy has to drive now is because I heard he got paid $200 to do the AOL
that was
voice.
It?
Is that
he
all?
He got $200. His wife worked for the company, and that's how he got the gig. He just had whatever. And I think he worked in TV. He was a TV anchor or worked somehow in TV news. And his wife worked for the company. He got the gig, $200. And now he's got to drive because that's all he made.
Well, I mean, sure, back in the day, you're like, oh, this internet thing, it's never going to take off, right? Mm-hmm. I'll just slap this down for some trade.
Did you ever remember a thing called Boyfriend in a Box?
What?
I actually do.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
This may have just been big around here, like Lawrence, Kansas City area. This would have been back in 1997, 96. They had this thing, and it kind of was just a novelty joke where you could buy a boyfriend in a box. It came with pictures of him and like information about him. And so you could set up, pretend, basically, if you needed the boyfriend from Canada.
Right.
You know,
it was like the early version of the Enterprise guy.
He was your fake boyfriend. Well, Jonathan Coachman, who's now on ESPN, was one of the boyfriends in a box.
No way. Was he really?
And so he had to go, and they took pictures, and they used – and we teased him about that forever. But he didn't make – like, he got some minuscule amount of money to do it. It was one of those, like, yeah, I'll pose for a picture, whatever, I'll do it. And then I think they made a ton of money off of it.
Yeah.
And, of course, he sees nothing.
Did you buy one?
Oh, heck yeah. We had all kinds of them. Because we thought it was fantastic.
That had those, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you ever run into Truda?
Because he was my roommate at the time.
Did you ever run into Truda, though?
Truda was not a boyfriend in a box that I'm aware of.
I was not. Nope.
Although we were probably chatting. in a chat room about it, thinking it looked like Coachman, but actually it was Truda.
ASL? Remember that?
No.
Age, sex, location.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
That feels like a million years ago.
How funny was that?
You've got mail. And then when the door opened sound and the door closed, right. It was like the end of the world.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Or no, it would be, you would hear this, you would just hear dad like, hey, get off the phone, get off the computer, I gotta make a phone call.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Right after a protein
bar, I just happened to mention yesterday, ooh, it's election night, I'm gonna be in front of it like it's the World Series. I love, you know, the news and the politics, and I need snacks. And then all of a sudden everyone was like, oh, really,
you need snacks for. Can we also mention the moment that Truda had yesterday with his phone? We were sitting in the office, the three of us.
Okay, funny, funny.
Shaylee and I were each working on our laptops, and Truda's just scrolling through his phone or whatever, and all of a sudden he goes full hot potato crazy, literally throwing his phone in the air going, oh, take it, delete, no, undo, I just ha-ha'd a dead dog story, take it, Shaylee, fix it, and throws his phone at Shaylee. So what was the issue? Exactly.
I was scrolling through my feed and a friend, well, somebody who's one of my Facebook friends, they had posted like, oh, we lost our poor, you know, Fluffy today, passed away, the little dog. And so the hovering thing or the trying to find the different reactions just get me all tangled up.
On the tiny phone, yeah.
And I accidentally hit the ha-ha. And so I'm like, and then I'm like, no, I need change. Delete this. Burn down my account.
And you chucked the phone at me.
I know. I was like, here, millennial, you'll fix it. Do it.
The best quote was, I just ha-ha'd a dead dog.
I know. I was, oh, my gosh. Because now it says, you know, 55 people reacted to this, and it shows what they put, and it's all the sad face or, you know, whatever. And then there's ha-ha. Like, oh, God, I'm an a-hole.
I fixed it.
Thank
it's okay. You.
You
You're
did.
Welcome.
Yes. I was afraid. I was going to try. I was breaking my phone. I was going to have to burn down
delete,
my account.
Delete. But said person is also going to see on their notifications, Brian Truda, ha-ha'd.
Oh,
both.
You still see that?
Well, I changed it
quickly. That doesn't take it away?
I don't know.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Thank God for the millennial.
No, I didn't mean the ha-ha. I hit the wrong button. I'm sure people go through this all the time.
I've never seen you move so quickly. Have you ever done that? A couple weeks ago, I told you guys I came in because I accidentally shared a story that I didn't mean to share. And it was technically a news story. It wasn't like some creepy, you know, weirdo site. But it was
a dead dog
story. But it was something that was awkward I didn't want to share. Mm-hmm. And I shared it. And I was in my kitchen going, no, hide from time, delete, hide from timeline, don't show. Oh, please don't show that I shared that story. And I tried as quickly as I could. And I didn't have a millennial to throw the phone at.
Or the computer. Thank you.
No, but I did not ha-ha
That's
a
what,
dead
we
dog.
We just have Shaylee fix everything. Like, here, just fix it. Oh, my gosh.
See, I haven't done that.
Like
I've done it on Instagram because if you double tap, it loves the picture.
Right.
So if you're scrolling through someone
what
else's
feed.
What
did you love that you didn't mean
to love?
I don't
even remember, but it was like someone else's that I didn't actually know.
Someone
I was just scrolling
else's boyfriend?
Through, probably. It was probably Travis Kelce. And I'm scrolling through and I'm like, oh, I just liked it. They just got a notification. This is a problem. So then you undo it, but I think they still got a notification.
This is the return, return thing when you try to take back an email.
Right.
And you're going, wait a second. That never works. Everybody got the email already.
The delete. Recall?
Delete.
Yes, the recall. Yeah.
Delete.
Yeah, well, that was my fun. I felt like Casey Kasem yesterday. If only we could play any of that.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
I just ha-ha'd a dead dog. Take the phone. Take it.
Is that Don on the phone? Tell him why do they put a ha-ha sticker on a dead dog star?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Here's my hope for Election Day. I hope that tonight just goes quickly. Like, I hope that the results come in. And it's done, and we know who the winner is either way.
Right.
And we just know. And this doesn't drag out for the next 4 weeks.
Oh, gosh, right. Isn't
Please,
that right?
I want to wake up and have them say, this person, whoever it is your new president.
Look, here's the deal. It doesn't matter who you vote for. It doesn't matter who wins. The change begins with us. And as you can see from this, we have a long way to go in some places. But we need to come together as a people and a country. And the change lies within.
I'm actually going to write you in at
Not
this point.
With who is in the office. Okay. All right. That's my speech.
That was
for
very deep and sensitive and philosophical.
Wow. I don't know where that came from.
Did you just give a change starts with us speech?
Did I? Wow. I don't know. And the change begins with the Quan. Hit the
there
Quan.
There we go.
Hit the Quan.
Now it's back to our show. Thank you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, Ken Bone. Did you see he has a Twitter icon? It's fantastic.
Somebody sent it to me yesterday. Yes.
It's pretty great.
He's
Ken Bone.
Izod.
Yes.
Is like his big endorsement now.
It's his big sponsor.
He's got the red sweaters from Izod.
Everything is sponsored by Izod.
Where do
Ken
I get
Bone.
A Ken Bone Izod sweater?
We'll make it happen. Give me 5 minutes to send an email. I'll have this done. Hey.
Why did my phone just tell me, take a minute to breathe? Is it because I just did physical exertion for about 5 seconds?
Your Fitbit's yelling at you to breathe. That's pretty great.
Oh, thanks, Apple Watch.
Tomorrow we have third row tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Fantastic.
Thursday it'll be second row and then Friday front row. So tomorrow again, another chance for you to win. Plus we have Juliana Rancic tickets. She's coming to Kansas City on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Doing this big thing with North Kansas City Hospital. And we're going to give away some tickets to that. Shaylee is very excited to go and meet Juliana Rancic. So we'll be playing Gen
X. Oh, she gets to go out there and meet her?
Yeah.
Nice.
We both are.
Oh, really?
Do you want to
now
this feels awkward. Hmm? We did not technically invite you. You're welcome to go with us if you would like.
What about Bill?
Bill is not going to be there.
Oh. He seems like a guy I could get a beer with.
He's probably celebrating the Cubs win right now, still.
Yeah, right.
But,
and I forget all of his tie to the whole Celebrity Apprentice deal.
Oh, yeah.
And all that, too.
We will be playing Gen X versus Millennial tomorrow with Shaylee the Millennial and giving away some Juliana Rancic tickets, the TSO Third Row tickets, another big show. And we're going to talk dating because tomorrow she actually is going out with her date. The guy she picked on the dating show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're actually having their first date tomorrow.
Oh,
so we're going to be discussing first dates and who should be paying and where should people be going and stuff like that tomorrow.
Do we get to vote on where they go?
I mean, we can, but it's already set. I know where it is. I'm not going to say.
Okay. All right.
For her own protection.
Okay. All right. But we get to go, right? Like, we'll be there?
Don't tell her that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I do know where.
She's
and
not
when,
listening
though.
Back there. She can't pick us up in the building anyway.
You can't not let us sit 5 tables away. You can't stop us.
We just happen to be there. With those old cameras with the big flash bulbs. It's awesome.
Thank you to Penny Pinch and Mom for stopping by talking hot toys this morning. If you want to see the video and see what she said, go to our Facebook page.
All right. The sun will come up tomorrow, Kansas City, and we will see you then. Have a good day, Jen.
Get out and vote.
But if you are moving to Canada, check out our podcast on iTunes.
The little dog named Snuggles.
The show with Jen and Trudeau
on KC 102.1.